Hi, my name is Mandy. I'm married with kids, 36 years old. I like to think of myself as attractive and in good shape, with nice womanly curves, a yummy mummy or sexy MILF. I'm crazy about one of my friends' husbands. Her name is Laura. He's Johnny. He has no idea what I think. Recently, I told Laura what I was thinking about changing my hair color. I asked her, did she ever think about that? She told me she used to be a redhead and that it drove Johnny wild. Turned him insatiable with lust. That got me thinking. My kids have been over at Johnny and Laura's house for a play date, but the weather was crappy, so Laura took them to a movie. She texted me to tell me she'd be late back. So I got dressed up for Johnny. I wanted him to see my new look. I wore a low-cut, red polyester dress. It came to the knee, but had a slit up the rear. White, thigh-high stockings. White silk panties and matching bra. Some red heels to match the dress. I look quite the vamp, if I do say so myself. The silk knickers felt so nice against my pussy, and I felt very sexy in the outfit. For a pretense of modesty, I wore a black cardigan but left it open. I went over to their house, thinking nasty thoughts all the way over there, imagining him taking me, what it would feel like to have his cock slide into me. Laura said he was wonderful in bed. I wondered if anything would really happen, if I could really go ahead and betray my husband. God, I felt so horny, I wanted it bad. When I got there, I hesitated before getting out of the car to ring the doorbell. He answered the door wearing slacks and a white shirt. What a dish. Oh, hi, Mandy, he said. Come in, you're a little early. What do you mean? I asked, feigning surprise. I followed him into the kitchen. Didn't you get Laura's text? She took them to see a movie. They won't be back for a while. I checked my phone. Oh, damn, I said. Johnny smiled and said, there's something different about you. Your hair, it looks great, real hot. I smiled, genuinely a little embarrassed. Thanks, Johnny, I said, looking him directly in the eye. I heard you had a thing for redheads. I held his gaze, his pupils dilated. That's right, but it's not all I like, he said. What else do you like? I asked. He stepped towards me. I could feel myself getting nervous and turned on. He gazed back at me. Oh, I like sexy MILFs, he said boldly. I could feel myself flushed and a little breathless. He reached out and put his hand between my legs, groping me crudely, and I like sticking my cock into other men's wives, he said. I felt my heart palpate and my cheeks flush more as his fingertips sent tingles shooting from my aroused cunt. Oh my God. Stop it, Johnny, I gasped. But felt my knees parting a little to give his hand better access. He kept on doing it, his hand curved around my mound and moving in and out. I felt so weak, so turned on, and so powerless to stop him. I dropped my head back, exposing my neck, submissive, moaning softly. This can't be happening, I whimpered, spreading a little more, never wanting his hand to stop sending those waves of delight that were making my pussy ache and crave his cock so badly. I'm a married woman. That seemed to turn him on even more. He grabbed my wrist and pulled me towards him, causing me to half twirl as he pulled me close. He pushed my face down against the kitchen table and held my hands behind my back, "Please, Johnny," I begged, whimpering. He called me a dirty whore as he pulled my cardigan over my shoulders, binding my arms behind me. Then I felt his hand up my dress, pawing at my soaking panties. God, it felt good. I felt so dirty, and I fantasized so often about being used like someone's whore. I heard him unzip and peeked back to see his beautiful, thick, big cock. "Please," I whimpered again. He put his cock between my legs, rubbing his bulbous head off the wet silk gusset, causing untold sensations to flood my body, making my mucus flow. I gasped for breath, feeling his cock pushing into me, only the panties preventing him access, making me sick with craving desire. He pulled the crotch of my panties to one side, and I felt the tip of his cock parting my lips, sliding along my soaking slit till the tip pierced my entrance. "No, Johnny, stop," I cried, wanting it so bad. "Oh," I cried out as he pushed inside, feeling his girth opening me. I inhaled sharply, feeling orgasmic tidal waves washing over me, feeling the texture of his big purple head, every pore of his bare skin as it violated me so good. I felt my pussy contracting violently, clasping his length within me as he drove his cock deeper inside of me. I was crying and whimpering, unable to bear such pleasure. His cock so energized and invigorating in my weeping cunt, sending wave after wave of pure ecstasy, filling me so full. Then pulling out to the tip, leaving me hollow and desperate, length after heavenly length. I couldn't take it. After just 3 intense strokes of his cock, I felt the orgasmic tremors begin. I cried out, climaxing hard, gushing and squirting all over his big intruding member. My pussy went into spasmodic rapture as I came, crying out, "Oh, God!" But he kept fucking me deeper and harder as my orgasm went on and on. My pussy spasmed on and on, unquenchably, as he relentlessly fucked me into deeper levels of orgasmic bliss. I've never felt a cock like this, electrified and powerful, lightning bolts of sexual energy rushing through my veins. I felt him squeeze my breasts as he pumped within me, that just to send me into total bodily orgasm. Any point at which his body touched mine went into rapture, and now my clit and my breasts were a source of tremendous mind-blowing sensations. It was as if he wasn't human, and I was now just a total slave to his pleasure, like nothing I've ever come close to before. At some point, he lifted my hips off the ground, and then, with his cock still deep inside my convulsing tunnel, he rotated me. I screamed as I felt yet another level of ecstasy twisting on his rigid cock as he rolled me over so that I was lying on the kitchen table. His cock felt alive, buzzing like a vibrator, but a much stronger buzz that resonated with my entire body and mind. I came and I came, helpless, enslaved, over and over as he bent my knees so that one of my ankles hung over each of his shoulders. My pussy was intensely sensitized now. I had no idea how long this went on for, but I felt close to passing out. Intoxicated and dazed, when I finally sensed he was close, he tensed and pushed hard as I gasped, "Come into me." I literally felt his cock inflating inside me before it exploded. I felt his cum scalding and lashing, hosing into my open womb, my cervix dilated, my only purpose a receptacle for his cum. "Oh, my Lord," I cried, as another screaming orgasm ripped through my quaking, trembling body, and my seizing tunnel squeezed every drop of semen from his godlike cock. My whole body shuddered, and I cried for joy as he pumped his load into me. I gasped for breath, whimpering and opening my eyes finally, as his orgasm began to subside, feeling each twitch of his cock like another mini-climax in my body. He was looking deep in my eyes. "I hope it was good for you," he smiled knowingly. "Are you serious?" I gasped. I couldn't believe it when he told me it was 6:20 and the kids would be here soon. He had just put me into some sort of heightened orgasmic trance, a tantric state, for over 3 hours. I felt totally drained and energized all at the same time. His cock still felt utterly exhilarating inside of me, and I almost cried when he withdrew it slowly. I put my hand down to rub my aching pussy. It felt hollow and achy without him inside of me. I knew now that I would be his any time and every time I ever got a chance for the rest of my life. Driving home, the kids babbling in the back, I could not get the sex out of my mind. My life was changed forever, knowing what I know now, and I would be condemned to seek out this feeling again and again for the rest of my days.